Chapter 6. Maybe this is just your subconscious asking for some time off. Poppy Durant spoke in the calming, pleasant tone Laurel had so liked about her when she'd first come to see the therapist. Durant's office was located on the ground floor of her home on Station Court, far enough from the beaten path to give the house a sense of privacy, and close enough to the Delaware River that you could see it from the office windows. It gave Durant the added advantage of a relaxing landscape to soothe her clients. Laurel was sitting on a love seat facing the windows, while Poppy sat in a high-back chair across from her, a notepad and pen in her lap. Laurel had seen her take notes many times during their sessions, and she wondered what she actually had to say about her. "Or maybe I'm finished writing," Laurel said, surprised at how defeatist she sounded. "You don't really believe that," replied Poppy. She was right, thought Laurel. She always was. This was not about the end of her writing career or the loss of her impulse to create imaginary worlds with words. This was about something else entirely. But what? Poppy smiled gently. Everything about her was calm, and it bothered Laurel as much as it inspired her to want to be like that. Durant was somewhere in her 50s, Laurel guessed, and well-appointed, like her home. She wore long skirts with matching blouses and comfortable shoes, with one leg draped over the other as she sat cross-legged in her chair. "No, I don't," admitted Laurel. "I'm just trying to understand what is happening to me." "And what is that?" "The dreams," Laurel said, almost blurting it. Durant cocked her head and looked at Laurel. This was new information. "What dreams are these?" "The ones I've been having for the past few months, maybe longer. After Isabel was born, but not much." "Were you having them when we first met?" "No," said Laurel. "After I stopped coming. I would have told you about them if we were still meeting." "We are still meeting," Durant replied, smiling kindly. "You're here." "Yes, I am," said Laurel, and she proceeded to tell her about the recurring nightmares. There wasn't just one. Or perhaps there was one with several variations, several acts to it, all ending with her running over a woman in the road. "A dog, too," Laurel said. "Sometimes I dream about a dog." "Have you ever had a dog?" Durant asked. She was writing in her notepad by then, taking what Laurel thought were the most copious notes she'd ever taken when they were together. "No," replied Laurel. "Not since I was a child, anyway. Do you think this has something to do with Isabel turning one this month?" Durant looked at her. "That's an unusual connection, but maybe you're right. What is it about her turning a year old that would cause you to feel stressed?" Laurel shrugged. "What about it wouldn't make me feel that way? Raising an infant is stressful." "Tell me about it," Durant said. "Wait until she's 15, then you'll really know what stress is." Laurel had never seen any family photographs in the office. She had no idea if Poppy Durant had children, or a husband, or a wife for that matter. There was nothing in the room that revealed the woman's personal life, and Laurel assumed it was meant to be that way. She was a client there, not a friend. "I'm just worried," Laurel said, "about everything. Jeremy is gone all day. Isabel needs what babies need, and she doesn't know what a clock is. I'm stuck near the finish line of a third book that's very different from the first two, and I'm not..." "What's it about?" Durant asked, interrupting her. "The book? It's about a couple who leave New York City for a new life in a small town." "That sounds familiar." "You're very perceptive, Poppy," Laurel said dryly. "That's what makes you a good therapist." Durant set her notepad aside. Laurel noticed her glance casually at her watch. Their time was coming to a close. "I think you've hit on something here," Durant said. "You're trying to write about your own life, really, with some fictionalizing." "A lot." "Okay, a lot. But it's still your own story in crucial ways. I haven't told you what it's about." "You don't have to," said Durant. "It doesn't take a genius to see the parallels, and these parallels make you nervous. How will the story end, you wonder? How will your own story end? Where is it all going? You have a child turning one. You have a husband working far from home. You have a book to finish. It's all aligning to make you feel very pressured." That's a good word for it, Laurel said. So much pressure. Thinking a moment, she added, But why run over a woman in the road? It's possible the woman is you. Laurel stared at her, startled by the comment. I don't understand. Exactly, said Durant. Your anxieties want you to understand. They want your attention. My anxieties? Your fears, your doubts, your worries. It's all coming to a head right now, but you don't want it to. I don't want to face it. Possibly. Whatever it is. You're almost there. So I run it over instead, Laurel said, with a bit of reluctant triumph in her voice. It was a breakthrough of sorts, an explanation. Whether it was the right one or not, it had given her a reason for the dreams when she'd had none before. I think we should meet again, said Poppy. Soon, Laurel. I want to help you through this. Laurel almost felt like crying. She'd spent weeks wanting someone to help her, in the way only a good therapist could. Are you free this Friday? That's 3 days from now. I know it is, said Durant. I think you could use a couple sessions a week, at least until you're past whatever is troubling you. Everything is troubling me. Absolutely everything. So Friday it is? Yes, said Laurel. I'm sure Eileen can babysit. She never goes anywhere. You could always bring the baby. It's not a problem. When she starts crying, it is, Laurel replied. No, I'll ask Eileen to help out. And you'll tell Jeremy? That stopped Laurel. Jeremy knew she'd seen Poppy after Isabel was born, but she would rather not tell him about this, at least not for now. Of course, Laurel lied. We don't keep secrets from each other. Except for the dreams, Laurel thought. You haven't told him about the dreams, or the dog, or the way Luther Maddox looks at you sometimes. Is 10 o'clock good for you? Asked Durant. Fine, said Laurel. I'm up so early, the day's half over by then. Yes, I'll see you Friday. Laurel got her purse from the floor and they both stood up. Durant walked her to the door. See you Friday, she said. You can show yourself out. Thank you, Laurel said, handing Durant a check to cover the 50-minute fee. She turned and walked down the hall as Durant closed the door and returned to her notes. Laurel Calloway was proving to be a most interesting client.